Good morning, everyone. At least morning what I'm doing this right now. I am driving around, as always, and...
in 53 seconds.
Yeah, messing with the radio stations. So, I'm awake. It is a Saturday morning, but I'm, like, dull awake. Like, I'm not hungover. I'm not super tired. I just literally woke up this morning and am just awake. Like, it was weird. I opened up my eyes. I didn't feel tired anymore. And I said, if I go back to sleep, I'm just not going to get this done. And if those of you that are parents, I'm going to say parents in general, because I'm not going to limit this only to moms. It's just like the spouse is in bed, asleep with the baby. I'm awake. I'm going to get up and have some me time. I told myself this yesterday. If I get up early, I'm going to get up, get some stuff done, have some me time. And unfortunately, I have to wake up fairly early. Well, not fairly early on a Saturday, but I have to wake up fairly early in the sense of before they do, before they're even halfway between REM sleep and whatchamacallit. Like wavering between waking up. Anyways, I'm digressing because I'm driving. Like I said, I'm always driving when I'm speaking to you guys. So, how have things been lately with you guys? You've been rather quiet. Been getting some plays in on my anchor podcasting, but it's been rather quiet on y'all's end. So don't forget to hit me up, guys. Your girl JoJo5 on Twitter and on Gmail and even on Facebook. I set up a page on there. I'm really not too attentive. I should be more attentive to it. But I got so many things, like so many irons in the fire, so many balls in the air, juggling them up. But it's like, it's crazy. Anyway, so I decided to have some me time, as I was saying, before I digress off of there. And I woke up about 7:20, which is usually the time I'm already on my way to work on the weekdays. And I was like, okay, I gotta get up and dress. And I got dressed. It's a cool morning today, and it's like, what, 64 degrees in the morning. And for those of you listening up north, you're like, wow, that's warm already. No, I'm deep South Texas, where all the riling up sessions of border talk and sending troops. Yeah, I'm over here in this area, and this is like very cool for this time of year. And it's starting to get cool finally, but it's getting up to 82, so it's the same old, same old. And I was like, all right, got dressed, wore some shorts because, like I said, it's going to be up to 82, but I wore a long sleeve. And getting my paparazzi thing going, I just got some new stuff in. And in order to show it off, I got to wear it. So I'm always stuck between wearing it and selling it. And it's always an uproar. And some people have bought things straight off of me. I'm like, well, I don't have any more. This is the only one I have. Well, I'll take that one. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I've sold things straight off of me. It's kind of neat. But I'm going to put my jewelry on right now. And what I'm doing is I'm on the hunt for, that's adorable. Total sidetrack here. I'm seeing a dad and two sons and the dad's dad, so the grandfather. And they're all walking. It's just a casual walk from their apartment. They're at this local corner store called Stripes. And they're just walking along. The dads are having coffee. And it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. Like, it's adorable because they're just, like, chilling out. They're not homeless because they're walking towards their apartment or home. But it's just cute. They're all drinking coffee and just chilled out. It's cute. It's one of those nice things you like to see in the morning. Anyways, I was saying, so I got dressed, got my long sleeve on and shorts, and I am on the hunt for a nail place that is opened at 8:30 in the morning. I don't think I'm going to find one. I think I'll find one at 9, maybe 10, but hopefully 9 because I'm just going to go get a quick cup of coffee. And so I decided, guys, to chat it up with you guys since I need to do that a little bit more often. It's not my venting, I'm not going to say. It's just my chill time with you guys. And I know you're going to hear the microphone in and out. Well, you might because I have this right next to my neck because it's hands-free, but I don't want to have it so far away where you guys don't hear me. So, yeah, I'm up in a mountain doing absolutely nothing. I don't know if any of you can relate, where you get up to get things done, but it's too early for places to be open. It's like a little crazy. So, and I'm just moving the phone around, and I don't know what to tell you guys. In regards to CrossFit this week, it feels like the world is plaguing me. Like, it was like not plaguing me. It was just not in the cards for me to be working out. So I was like, okay, Monday, I don't know why I didn't work out Monday. I think I had stuff to do. And then we were getting, I had jury duty. I went to go pick up my daughter. I had jury duty in the afternoon. So I was going to get a workout in, and I said, I'm going to go to 4:30 so I could pick up my little one. And I was driving home from jury duty, so I'm going to make it. And I didn't get home till about 4:20 to change, and the CrossFit box is about 15 minutes away. So I was like, ugh, all right, let's get Tuesday a whirl. All right, so I had jury duty on Tuesday again because I had to go back. And I got out at a decent time, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go Wednesday. And I don't know why I didn't go on Tuesday. I can't remember. So then Wednesday comes around, and it's Halloween. I said, all right, I'm going to go. I had to pick up my daughter from daycare. I'm going to take her trick-or-treating. I know that's not when I'm going to go. So I thought, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, gone. I'll go Thursday and Friday. Not a problem. And I figured maybe I even get a workout in before taking my daughter trick-or-treating. I was like, yeah, I have the bag in the car. I wore my sports bra all week. I'm like, I'm going to get workout in because that's the part that takes the longest. And it didn't happen because I thought, I'm going to be all sweaty trying to take my daughter trick-or-treating. So I was like, no, I'm just going to go pick her up so we can go. We'll get something to eat. You know, I'll take her trick-or-treating. Well, it turns out my daughter's feeling under the weather. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll stay home. I'll spend some time with her, and not a problem. So then Thursday comes along. Well, we have a faculty meeting, and my daughter's homesick. So my husband drops her off at the end of my workday at my job. I spend the last hour of my workday with her and go to a faculty meeting, and there goes my workout. So here comes Friday, people. I'm like, I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to get a workout in. Nothing's going to stop me. So it's after school. We get the text message from our principal saying, hey, you're dismissed as soon as all your students leave. Sweet. I'm wrapping up my day. It's 4:05. So, okay, make it a bit CrossFit on time. Getting all my stuff. And beep, beep, beep. Ms. Joy. Yes. There's a parent here to pay for a shirt. Send them my way. So they come over at 4:15 to make a payment. Yeah. So I'm like, forget this. I'm going to make it. So I'm hauling buns to my CrossFit gym. And I'm about 6 minutes late, but I get my workout in. I'm going full throttle the whole workout, like from warm up to actual workout. And I'm like super tired at the end of the workout. Like, my hands are shaking, my legs are shaking. And the normal person that goes at least 3 times a week was there. She was asking me, she goes, hey, how are you doing? How did you finish on the workout? She goes, I'm still shaking. I said, look at my hands. My hands were super shaky. My legs were wobbly. Felt like a newborn calf. I was like, oh, it was crazy. And I was like, why did I do that to myself? And I told myself after that, because you didn't get a workout in all week. But it felt so good. And now afterwards, we were at like, I'm lying down, so I'm going to roll my back out, and one of the coaches, and he's a coach, but he's like a young coach, he's like 22, I'm not even sure how old he is, but he's in his early 20s, and he's like, hey Joy, don't forget to roll out your quads, your glutes, and your hip flexors, and he's pointing at his hip flexors. I said, oh, okay, I'll go vertical on the foam roller so I can get that hip flexor in. And so I'm there, and I'm getting on my back, because usually my back I spend the longest on, so because it's been tight lately. Hold on. Excuse me. Ew. Oh, my goodness. Ew. All right, so we got 3 sneezes in, at least. And, excuse me. So I was saying, there's the box cat. That's what we call it. I think his name is Rocky. He's a cat that's there, and they take care of him, and they take him to the vet. He's like the box mascot, right? And he decides to come near me, no problem, and I'm rolling out my back slowly, and I put a pressure point. And what does he do? He climbs on top of my stomach, and I don't mind because I like cats and dogs and animals in general. And he sits there on my stomach halfway up, And he's looking at me slowly. And what does he do? He finishes crawling up on my stomach, makes himself comfortable, and starts kneading, I guess that's what you call it, clawing, like getting himself comfortable on my stomach. And I'm like, you're not going to let me roll my back out, are you? And he's just sitting there chillaxing. So I try to roll my back slowly anyway. So when I start getting further to where he's coming off of me, he finally jumps off. I'm like, okay, I can finish doing this. So that's how I spent my Friday, everyone. Yeah, it's a fun week. And as for the paparazzi thing, jumping to that, I'm catching you guys up on my life, okay? I'm just basically doing that. Oh, and I'm going to send a plug in, and I told myself I'd start doing this. There is a sports bra called SheFit. And I know for you gentlemen, that totally turns off like the conversation for you. Like, you hear what this girl's up to, she's crazy. And then you hear, oh, sports bra, click off. Okay, fine, no problem. But if you have girlfriends that work out, you need to listen to this. So there is this sports bra that is advertised. And I've seen it several times on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to check out this sports bra. It's called SheFit. And it talks about how it's adjustable around the rib cage and how it's adjustable around the shoulders. I was like, all right, this thing looks good, you know. And I seen there's a girl that she does horseback riding and shows. So, I mean, there's a lot of bouncing there. And I'm like, okay. So she says that it really does support it. So I bought it some time ago. It's like a $65 bra, people. It is fantastic. I don't like running, as I think I've pointed out several times. Like, I don't like it at all. And it makes it so much easier. I'm not exhausted. I'm not, like, from the bounce. It doesn't hurt. Jump ropes are so much easier. They still move, granted. Like, when I'm doing box jumps, it's a elevated jump. And then you land, and you're just... You can't avoid the bouncing. So then that's still there, but obviously they can't be at a standstill because they're attached to my body and they stick out. So I'm like, I got to tell people about this. I've told several of my boxiers, I don't even know what you, box mates, and I'm telling you guys about it. It's called SheFit, SheFit. It is awesome. So this is a plug for them. They don't pay me to do that. I wish they did. But I am like a walking advertisement for them. And I told them, dudes, if I could buy one for every day of the week, because it says it on the label, every 2 to 3 days, make sure you wash it, air dry it, blah blah blah, and I don't want it to wear out, so I'm like doing it. And I would buy one to keep my supply up. Like, they're awesome. The zipper with the clasps, and then they cinch it, they're like awesome. So if you've never found a sports bra that works for you, you guys should try this. So anyway, I think I just turned my car back on. Oh my gosh. And the thing is, it didn't do it. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, so I'm still driving. I parked and then I'm going to drive because this place is closed. It's too early. Anyway, so my paparazzi thing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of paparazzi. Paparazzi are accessories that are economical. You do not have to worry about paying a fortune and looking good at the same time. That is the best part. That's what attracted me to it. And I bought some items from my friend. I've known her forever and a day since we were in kindergarten. And so it's a very long time. And she sold me some items for Mother's Day gifts. I was like, you know, I'm going to buy one from each of my sisters. Not all of them are moms, but they're moms in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not going to buy two, three of them something and not the other ones, right? So I bought everybody a Mother's Day gift, and I really liked the jewelry. It was pretty. It wasn't expensive. I bought 4 pieces for $20, $4 shipping, you know, and taxes, obviously. And I thought, 4 pieces? Oh, wait, no, I bought 5 pieces because there's 5 of us. And it's $25 because it's 5 pieces each, $5 each. And I'm like, wow, this is a steal of a deal. When I got the products, I went to go pick them up. I was blown away. Like, wow, this is nice stuff, inexpensive, lightweight. I'm like, wow, this is great costume jewelry. So I kept watching her live, sharing her feed, because that way she can get as many sales as possible. And I ended up, at the end of September, taking on the paparazzi challenge and saying, you know what, I'm going to buy the smallest kit. And I rather enjoy it. I'll be honest. I rather enjoy being on live, which I, you know, I always do. And it's like neat. Like, it's a neat product and I'm enjoying it. But I'm caught between wearing my product because I need to show off the jewelry and trying to sell it. So I'm like, right now I have a new set that just came in. I joined this thing called Fashion Fix. And this jewelry is really nice. So I'm caught up between wearing it and showing off the advertising and trying to sell it. So I'm like, ugh. But I've been at a standstill. I've been trying to do live feeds. And if you're curious about the product, you're like, I want to know what it looks like. Please do check it out. You can go to Paparazzi Accessories. And Paparazzi spelled just like the word. P-A-P-A-R-A-Z-Z-I. Paparazzi. Accessories.com. And then you can put a slash. 216-340. That's my consultant number. And if you can't remember numbers, guys, instead of putting the 216-340, put Prettier in Bling. That's the name of my little business. I decided that something snazzy, something catchy. So it's paparazziaccessories.com/prettierinbling or the /216-340. So anyways, so I'm about to put on the set. I'm about to go get some coffee by myself, I guess. And spend some me time, like I said. Gonna get a manicure afterwards. Maybe do some shopping. All before, hopefully, 11 o'clock. It's 8:45 a.m. where I'm at right now. Whatever time you're listening to it, see if you can relate. If you can relate, send me a message here on Anchor. Like, tell me how you can relate. It's like crazy. My life, I feel like, is nowhere it needs to be. I get text messages still from friends at 2:45. Hey, what are you doing? Or they say, Joy. And I'm like, I was asleep next to my toddler. And as much as I'd love to go work out, to go out with my friends, I do not mind spending that time with my daughter. It's like irreplaceable. I'll never get it back. Irreplaceable being the definition of irreplaceable. And I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't change it. Even though I crave to go out, but I don't think I'm up for it anymore. So anyway, life changes, doesn't it? How many of you can relate to that? I mean, let me know on Twitter or on Gmail or on here on Anchor, your girl JoJo5, guys, hit me up. And let me know you're out there. Say hi, drop a line. You've been too quiet lately. I've gotten a few messages, but it's not like it used to be. But then again, I haven't been constant. But anyways, I love this jewelry, guys. Check out the site. I'm going to put it on right now before I go into the coffee shop. Got to show off the jewelry after all. And on a side note, there's a bunch of good movies coming out. And I'm a total Harry Potter fan. And I'm totally going to see Fantastic Beasts, the new one. I'm going to totally go see that. I need to go see the Halloween movie. I've gotten a lot of spoilers. And there's another movie. The one with Lady Gaga. Heart Song, or no, it's not Heart Song. I can't remember what it's called, but it looks phenomenal. I've heard the soundtrack, I've seen the previews, and I know it's amazing. So many people give me reviews, and they're like, I cannot believe you haven't gone to go see it. No time, no sitter. Can't take my daughter to that kind of movie because she won't sit through it. So, anyway, pulling up to Starbucks, guys. I know that's open, and I see it already packed. So, catch you guys later. Love you lots. Don't forget to drop me a line. Your girl JoJo5. Twitter, Gmail, here on Anchor. And I'll catch y'all later. So signing out for now. Don't forget, you can also check out my paparazzi site. Oh, you know what? I also have a page on Facebook for both my Your Girl JoJo5 and my paparazzi page, which is Prettier in Bling. So see you guys later. Hit me up. Friend request me.